Chinese President Xi Jinping's anti-corruption campaign has snared more officials. This time, it's Vice Minister for State Security Ma Jian and 16 senior military officers. The Chinese Communist Party's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection tersely announced earlier this month that Vice Minister Ma is under investigation for what the statement calls serious violations of the law. That announcement did not specify what those violations are, but the inclusion of the words party discipline points to a corruption probe. The International Business Times offers a possible reason why. It says the probe into Ma and his relatives is expected to be part of a high-profile investigation into activities at the Founder Group, a Peking University-owned technology conglomerate. The IBT adds that Ma is suspected to have close relations with Founder Group CEO Li Yu, who allegedly helped one of Ma's relatives to conduct highly profitable securities trades. The Founder Group was created in 1986 to focus on information technology, pharmaceuticals, real estate, finance, and commodities trading, and it too is ensnared with corruption allegations. As for the military officers now under scrutiny, the group includes the deputy commander of a major military unit in Chengdu, also the former political commissar in Sichuan, the deputy political commissar for Tibet, and the commander in Shanxi. The probe into Ma Jian is not the first time the Ministry for State Security has been the target of corruption investigations. In December 2014, former State Security Minister Zhou Yongkang was detained on corruption charges and now faces court action. At that time, the state also seized assets worth $14.5 billion from his family members and inner circle of supporters. Recently, President Xi gave a speech at the CCDI urging it to press onward, which was echoed shortly afterward by the official party newspaper People's Daily. It said, corruption problems and political problems have interwoven, and it has seriously undermined communist rule and the ruling party's unity. According to the South China Morning Post, at that same meeting of the CCDI, its chief, Wang Qishan, is reported to have warned that even those entrusted with rooting out corruption will be watched carefully. The publication also reported that Wang announced that the CCDI will intensify its scrutiny of China's more than 40 state-owned enterprises. As for who might be next under the lamp, Chatham House China analyst Kerry Brown predicts that I don't think he will go for former Communist Party General Secretary Jiang Zemin and his immediate family because Jiang is too profoundly networked into the party and this would really seem like civil war threatening to split the party. But, she adds, the former Premier Ling Peng clan might be in trouble at the moment. Tactical strikes against figures like this might continue. Covering corruption, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.